You're listening to the Brand Book Podcast for entrepreneurs who want to tell their brand story with ease and confidence. I'm here to help you bring the power of story to your brand so you can inspire, influence, and book more clients through a compelling brand story and conversion-friendly copywriting. I'm Kayla, your host and copywriting strategist at The Literary Co., a boutique copywriting studio for creative brands and entrepreneurs. Now, I'm helping you tell your brand story beautifully and take the online business world by storm. Are you ready? Then let's do this. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button to get all the latest updates from the Brand Book Podcast. To get reminders direct to your inbox, head to theliterary.co/blog to sign up for weekly reminders. A big welcome to the very first episode of the Brand Book Podcast. I'm so excited to be here and I'm grateful to you for tuning in. This podcast has been on my heart for so long and I'm excited to finally be doing this. So instead of spending the full episode on my story, I'm going to briefly introduce myself and share more about what you can expect from this podcast as well as what's coming up in future episodes so you can see if you're interested. So to give you a bit more background before we dive into everything, I'm Kayla Dean, and I'm a copywriter for creative brands that need a strategic brand story and copywriting. I've worked with artists, designers, florists, photographers, even farmers. And something that brings my clients together is that they have a creative spirit and they identify as creative business owners. So if that's you, I just want to say welcome. I'm really excited that you're here. To share a little bit more about my background in writing, I started my career writing for local magazines and, you know, just other people's blogs. I tried to, you know, just get my writing out there. And so I didn't start out in copywriting. I have my bachelor's and master's degree in English, and I've always been obsessed with books, literature, and that's really been a constant in my life. And I used to write book reviews. I've worked in a library as a shelver. And in grad school, I taught freshman composition and business writing. And so I found that while I didn't love teaching in a more academic context, I do really love working with online business owners. So, you know, I've been published in places like The Believer, a literary magazine I worked at in grad school, to places like Bustle, Create and Cultivate, the time management app Toggle, Darling, and some others. I am where I am today because of my passion for literature and undying love for stories. I've always loved the power of story and believed in it. And today I'm using that skill set to help business owners just like you. And it's my hope that you can come at your brand story from a place of strategy and not stress. So I run The Literary Co. It's a boutique copywriting studio for creative brands. And this is what I often hear. So I'm going to read you something that I've heard from a client before. So she said, "I want people to land on my website and be able to either connect with me immediately or know that they won't connect with me. If they are interested, I want them to be able to feel like they get to know me and they're already excited about working together." So a lot of my clients are really interested in this point of view. They want a website that authentically connects with prospects, shows them who they are, and attracts the right kind of people. Because something with copywriting is that you really do need to speak at that one person that you are passionate about reaching so that you can work with more people that you're passionate about working with. So to solve this problem and, you know, to work with creative business owners, I create something called a brand book for my clients. So that's a custom to you collection of wording, phrasing, and positioning concepts that make up your brand's character. So at its heart, your brand book shows you who your brand is and how you're speaking to prospects about what you do differently and also who you are as a business owner. So using this exact process, I've seen clients walk away with a new sense of their brand, improved SEO, because that is included in the process, and preparedness to move into a new era of their business where they're sought out experts who can charge higher prices and totally slay in their industry. So that's the inspiration behind this podcast. It's why it's called the Brand Book Podcast, is because that's the foundation. And while I'm a total believer in showing you how to write your copy, it's also my belief that great brands tell great stories. And to be one of them, you have to do the work on your brand story first before you can worry about what to write on your website. So on the next episode, the very first thing that we're going to be talking about is a breakdown of what brand brand messaging is and exactly why you need to start with it before copywriting. And I'll also share my top tip for creating a solid brand message when you already have a website and you know it's time for an overhaul. So you may already have some existing copywriting in your business already. You might have a website out there right now and you're not happy with it and you're ready to move into a new era of business where you're working with dream clients. So whether that's you or you're a totally new business owner and you're really just trying to figure this all out, I'm excited to have you here. Other topics coming up, just to give you a little bit of a preview, we'll learn all about the building blocks of a truly great brand story. So I'll walk you through steps that you can take to actually depict that story from beginning to end, discover your brand's personality, and also have some honest conversation about how to stay original and keep it real instead of imitating influencers in your copywriting. If you're ready, go ahead and skip on to the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Do you have questions about today's episode or topic suggestions? Head to theliterary.co/blog. Don't forget to click subscribe and join the email list to know when the latest episode goes live. Talk soon.